Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Boise scored 28 and Genty had 217. I mean, this dude is incredible. Just incredible. All right, do we agree with the college football rankings? Oregon 1, Georgia 2, Penn State 3, Ohio State 4, Texas 5, Miami 6.
Well, the Texas one. What's on their resume that says, that other than what we thought of them, that says they should be ahead of any of the undefeated teams?
So they beat Michigan. They went to Michigan.
Michigan stinks.
Yeah, they're not great. They also beat Colorado State, UTSA, UL Monroe, Mississippi State, and Oklahoma. And that's really
how many of those teams have winning records?
Well, even if they do, they're
not good.
Schedules.
Yeah. No. So the teams who we thought would bolster their resume leading into this game have not lived up to preseason hype. So Texas, I think, is a top five team. Sure, talented. We understand all that. But if we're just going by merit, they're there because, well, I don't know why. I don't know what merit-based reason they have for being ahead of any of the undefeated teams. They're just Texas, and we think they're good. So we'll put them up there.
They should be ahead of BYU. They should be ahead of Indiana. They should be ahead of Iowa State, I guess. Iowa State's really struggled with
Oklahoma State. They struggled with UCF. UCF had a big lead in the second half. UCF can't throw a forward pass, but they can run. They ran all over Iowa State. I'm saying some of it.
No. BYU struggled with Oklahoma State.
Yeah, on Friday. They won that game late. Yeah, I'm saying a bit tongue-in-cheek, but Texas is where they are because what we think they're supposed to be. But there's nothing that says – nothing merit-based that says they're a top-five team. But we believe it, so we're going to throw them there.
Oregon won?
Yeah, I agree. They have the best win of the year. I mean, maybe give Alabama over Georgia, but Ohio State's really good. I would give Oregon that. And after their early season issues where they were playing teams closer than we think they should have, they've been good. So no problem with Oregon being one.
All right, we got to go to the phone, Stell. Who's waiting on hold?
Well, Carol wants to talk Texas-Georgia as well. But
Carol, let's see.
It's spelled with a K, so that might give you some clue.
All right, well, Carol is on the line. Hello, Carol.
Yeah, hello. I was calling to talk about Texas, the game between Texas and Georgia.
Hello, Dr. Cogslaughter. Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. I didn't want to get any special treatment or anything like that. You know, I believe in the rules. You know, I like to follow the rules. So if I was going to be third or fourth in line, I would just follow the rules and do that. Because, see, I believe in following rules. I believe in closing the borders. I believe in being tough on crime. And I believe in following rules. I don't believe that we just flip and switch rules and laws around anytime we want to because people throw trash on the ground. See, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in littering either. I don't believe in none of that stuff. So, yeah, I was just going to sit here and wait my turn because I'm a law-abiding citizen. That's how come. But let me say this. Yes, as you may know, I am a fan of the SEC. I'm a fan of Alabama, but Georgia, you know, they're us. They're us. historically, they were with us, and they've been with us forever and ever. And Kirby Smart came over from Alabama, and he's good people. But I tell you what, I got to say this. I've never in my life seen, other than LSU, which we don't really count them because they're just scurrilous people, but I've never seen a behavior like I saw from the University of Texas fans. And let me say this here also. You ever watch TV on the Texas football? You ever seen TV where they show the fans? They don't look like SEC fans. You ever seen them? They got a lot of people in the crowd that don't look like they grew up watching a lot of football, if you know what I mean. Okay? So let me just say this. It means more here in the SEC. It means more. But we also keep our yard nice. Okay? And y'all throwing stuff all over the ground, University of Texas people, throwing stuff on the ground like that and acting a fool. And then these SEC/Big 12 referees that come out there and they change their mind, they change the rules. How would you like it if somebody stole your vehicle and they said, well, that's against the law. We caught them. We're going to prosecute them. They say, you know what? We're going to let them go. We're going to let them go. We changed the law. Stealing cars is legal now. That's basically what they did.
Well, no,
you don't get to change the rules like that. Let me say this here also on Texas and Texas A&M. I warned y'all. I warned all of y'all in Texas not to be pulling shenanigans if y'all came to our conference. Here's the thing I figured out. Aggies, y'all, nothing but this is just, y'all just Mississippi. Aggies are Mississippi State. The same color. You both got a dog. Only one of them's a sissy dog. The other one's a tough dog. And Texas A&M got them cha-cha boys in the white shorts that try to tell people how to cheer and all that. They're real funny looking, and I feel like they're probably cha-cha sugar boys if you really want to know the truth. So, and also, just like in Mississippi, no one cares about Mississippi State. Guess what, Aggies? No one cares about you in your own state. And here's something else. Texas is basically Ole Miss. You got beautiful women. I put it on you there. That's pretty good right there. But on the other hand, you think better of yourself than everyone else does. You're not as good as you think. You keep going in there like you're hoity-toity, and then you get exposed, just like Lane Kiffin. You get exposed. Texas got exposed. Steve Sarkisian's just a Greek Lane Kiffin. That's all he is. Lane Kiffin with some stuffed Kalamata olives or whatever. That's all he is. And he got done up by Kirby. And Kirby got your Quinn Kid also. How you going to be a quarterback in the SEC named Quinn? That's embarrassing. Georgia showed Texas exactly who they were. I thought it was funny. Y'all got put right in y'all's place. And guess what? If y'all get beat by Mississippi State Aggies, then it'll really be funny to me. But I can promise you, you're going to have your hands full of Vanderbilt. Going to have your hands full of Vanderbilt. I know that for a fact because I watched my team get beat by Vanderbilt. And they got a Pavia quarterback, and I never even heard of that. I'm so mad at y'all for messing up our state, messing up the SEC by throwing trash on the ground and getting rules changed directly in the game. Kirby was right. You tried to steal it from him.
First of all, Sarkisian is Armenian. That's not Greek. It's an Armenian name.
It's all the same thing. They all eat the same food.
And I was wondering when you was going to get to now Vanderbilt. Are they original SEC or are they just adopted as well?
We keep
like Arkansas?
Them in there to keep the grades up. But listen,
that's it.
At least they're in an SEC state, but right. They're not real SEC. We don't really claim them. Look, I want the boy out just like everyone else does. That guy's a joke. He came from the Pacific Northwest. I told you they couldn't play football. I told people forever. That's a bunch of sugarfoots over there. Soft Tupelo football. Who plays flag football anymore? You don't do that. They bring that guy down here from Washington, and all of a sudden he figures out, we can't win at all here. This is too hard. Boy, this is too hard. Listen, we got to get through this year, get rid of him, and then get Kirby in here, or maybe bring Dan Lanning back home because he does have some Georgia blood in him at least. We got to get rid of the boy. You're right, it's a disaster.
I never said anything about getting rid
of
the
boy. You're right on that one, that's for sure.
I didn't say anything about that. But
and Brian Kelly in this conference, get that Yankee out of here. I've never seen somebody like Brian Kelly. He doesn't belong in this conference. He doesn't belong one single bit. We got a Greek coach. We got Lane Kiffin, who's a fraudster. And we got this, you know, we got guys running around it like Brian Kelly pretending to be like he's a Louisiana person. It's just a disgrace what we got right now.
And your Florida coach came from USL, Louisiana, Southwestern Louisiana, right?
I mean, coming from a small school. How embarrassing is that for y'all? And Vanderbilt's beating everybody. This is just a – I just don't understand what's going on right now.
Oklahoma
and
Texas.
They beat us. Vanderbilt beat us.
Oklahoma and Texas in the SEC. I was wondering when you were going to get around to it. That's just
out, Oklahoma. Out, Oklahoma. You're terrible, too. I don't even know who your coach is anymore. I think it's vulnerable, whatever. And I'm just saying right now, Oklahoma, we don't need this. You're worse than Vanderbilt. We don't need you in our conference. You're worse than Mississippi State. We don't need Oklahoma in our conference. What is this that y'all brought to us, Big 12? You brought a bunch of cheating, players, and then this Greek coach that you got just screams and yells until they change the rules. Kirby can scream and yell with them at the best of them.
Hey, you didn't change the rule for him. And Tennessee is good.
I've never been so mad about a 15-point win in my life.
And Tennessee is good, and they got a guy named Iamaleava. I mean, come on.
I mean, so many vowels in this thing. He's just like a walking, talking wheel of fortune. Put a consonant in your name. Put a consonant in your name. Giving him $8 million on the NIL. And this is something else. Don't come to me, Georgia, for any more NIL. I mean, Alabama, for any more NIL. I ain't giving no more NIL until I get a real Southern coach.
DeBoer, the great Midwest. I hope
Oklahoma's kicked it. We got to know. There's word down here. I don't know if y'all heard it or not, but it's Smoothwater. I was there. We was talking this morning over some coffee and toast, and the talk is supposedly SEC is going to SEC conference talking about having an emergency meeting to maybe get rid of Oklahoma. So y'all may be a team without a cop because you know there ain't no rules no more. You can just put people in and kick them out anytime you want. That's a new rule. You just say, we got a new conference. Look at us. Oh look, we just put five new teams in. Well, we can subtract two. Transfer portal Oklahoma out.
Were you at Sweet River or whatever your country club is, or were you
Smoothwater?
Smoothwater, or were you with Norma Jean and Bucky?
I was at Smoothwater Country Club. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's where you have your coffee and talk about the SEC. Yeah, I guess that's right. No, that's
I don't need to stay around women at this time. This is football season. I don't need women running around trying to talk to me in the middle of SEC football. A waste of time.
How is Bucky doing?
She's fine.
She good?
People don't even know who Bucky is.
She's your daughter.
She's your daughter. She was a great softball player.
Yeah,
she's fine. She's fine.
She's
doing good. How are the grandkids?
Roommates.
How are the grandkids?
She got a roommate. Well, Marietta, her kids are great. I got three grandchildren by Marietta, and they're all good. And one of them's going to be a really good quarterback. He's going to play at Alabama.
What about Bucky? She's got
kids
yet?
We're going to get somebody who can throw from the pocket. I promise you this. My grandson's going to be able to throw from the pocket accurately. That's the first thing we're doing is we're bringing back accurate passing from the pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Milroe, not so much.
Listen, if we ever need to find somebody who can run real fast in a straight line, I'll give Jalen a call.
But
we've had a whole lot of Jalens at this school lately. We've had a lot of Jalens playing quarterback. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
and Tua. Remember when we had Tua?
I remember. Yeah, Jalen Hurts. I mean, now you got Jalen.
It's just a different. I'm telling you, SEC's gotten real different.
Yeah, it was better when you had
Greg. Winning, got a bunch of Jalen's playing quarterback. Carson Beck had three interceptions. You got a Quinn because Texas is somehow in. We're portaling out Oklahoma out of the SEC. It's just, and the Aggies are nothing but Mississippi State. It's just another, we got two Mississippi States now. Great. Didn't even like one. Hello?
Carol's got a point. Yeah. The doctor's got a point. We need to go back to the days of Jake Coker
and
Greg McElroy
and
A.J. McCarron.
That's right.
Yeah.
Two tight end sets, getting downhill, Nick Saban coming back. There's talk Nick Saban could be coming back also. There's some talk, there's some scuttlebutt down here that Nick, I was having a honey bun, and I heard the guy next to me say, when I talked that Nick may be coming back, and I was like, "What?" I perked up because it wasn't my table, but I'm on my business. I'm in the South. I'm on my own business, but I still was listening. And so it seems like the scuzzlebutt down here is Nick may be coming back. So I'm real happy on that one. Ooh, we get rid of a Kalen. How many Kalens can win a national championship? Zero. A Nick? Absolutely. A Kirby? Absolutely. Kalen? Nope.
Just got to give him a chance. You remember when Nick lost to UL Monroe?
Yeah, I don't care. He lost to Vanderbilt.
Well, Nick lost to UL Monroe. I mean, come on. You got to give Kalen a little break.
No, right? Not on the NIL. We wasn't having to pay as much back then with Nick.
Oh,
we
paid a lot.
We weren't paying players as high as we are now. Now we got to pay players real high.
Now, the doctor's got a point. Jim wins a title, Harbaugh. You've got a Nick who wins a title. You've got an Ed who wins a title.
A Kirby.
Yep. Kirby. Kalen ain't winning titles.
No, he's never winning the title. That's something that's like one of my grandchildren's name would be a Kalen.
He's too old to be a Kalen. Who names your kids Kalen? West Coasters.
Is he a time traveler forward? That's the name of a 12-year-old or a 6-year-old named Kalen. How's he a head coach of an SEC team?
How do you ride
a Quinn as a quarterback? Show me all the national championship Quinn quarterbacks. He never even had a chance.
Brady Quinn. He didn't win, though.
Brady Quinn. Notre Dame doesn't play football.
They're going to get in the playoff before Alabama does this year. That's for sure.
Notre Dame needs to get with the right Jesus. They got the wrong Jesus with them. Putting Jesus on a touchdown Jesus. That's sacrilegious. It's in the Bible. You ain't supposed to put a touchdown Jesus up. That's why y'all get smoked in the playoffs every year.
Because of touchdown Jesus?
You shall not worship no touchdown Jesus. It's in there. Philistines 4:16.
Thou shalt not put false images. You're right.
Philistines? Wasn't that just a group of people?
That's a people, not a...
How did y'all let Texas get in here? How did y'all put up with them all them years? All those fans think they're so... They think that Dookie don't stink. This is terrible. I never knew how bad they were. They're the worst. They think they're so good. And then you let them catch a number one rating, and boy, they just thought they was something else. They thought they was the catch me out. And look what happens now. How do y'all even deal with them down there? They're terrible. Entitled, what I like to say.
Well, we appreciate you being here, Dr. Cogslaughter. Thank you for
calling
the
show. Never been mad at y'all. Y'all straighten that out down there. I'm in Alabama. I don't have time to mess with all this. Get that straightened out down there.
We'll try to straighten it out.
I'm doing my part to get Kalen out. Y'all got to get that straight out there. Get a hold of that Greek coach you got and do something about it. Get Archer's kid in there. Get Archer in there. You got a man in. Plug him in. That's SEC blood. Plug him in.
You're right. He did.
What are y'all doing? Y'all don't know how to win no football games. Disgraceful.
Goodbye. Thank you. Dr. Cogslaughter, thank you. Dr. Cogslaughter making an appearance here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He was on a roll. He pissed. Texas should not be anywhere near there. Texas is, that was just.
Well, they did disgrace themselves in several ways on Saturday. Yeah.
They really did. Yeah. Well, I can tell you this. I enjoyed the game. You know why? Because I had a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's the world's most refreshing beer. Boy, I was enjoying all day. Well, we had the golf tournament. So Thursday was the practice round. You think we had some. Friday we had three nine-hole events. Then two more on Saturday. And then Saturday night, all the football. And then yesterday, watching the Texans. What? So I had myself a big Coors Light weekend. I hope you did too. I'm doing my part. I'm keeping Texas chill. I love my Coors Lights. I hope you do too. Your buddies will love it. I'm telling you this. I want to say I'm serious now. We're at the golf tournament, and we go and we drive up to. They had tents. It couldn't have been better. But they had coolers filled. They had all these other beers in there. You know what was gone? Coors Light. You know why? Because everybody's grabbing Coors Lights. Try it. If you haven't tried it, if you're drinking that other light beer, that light beer, whatever. Drink Coors Light, and I'm going to tell you, that's what you're going to stick with. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light.
back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 9:25 here on the show. We've got a quick segment here. 713-780-3776. We've kind of gotten away from Texans, so I want to get back on Texans for a second. I'm going to look at game tape, specifically offensive line play for the most part. And if you're interested, just follow on Twitter. I'll send a Zoom out there and you guys can join and I'll share screen and I'll talk and you can follow along with me and I'll take a look at some of the things that are going on there. I've already been watching some of it, and I got to tell you, a big part of it is I'm not absolving the offensive line play, but what I'm saying though is, yeah, they had trouble with a lot of twists, things like that. Man, Green Bay's defensive coordinator did a great job of creating some blitz packages that were absolutely, I mean, they showed you one look, and then the rusher would void. Like Rashawn Gary, there's one where it's the play that you're talking about with Dalton Schultz where he's like, what the hell? He's got Rashawn Gary over him. He takes a step forward and all of a sudden loops all the way into the A-gap, and then a blitz is coming off the edge. So it basically freezes him because he's expecting he's going to have to, you know, he's going to have to help out on Rashawn Gary. Then Rashawn Gary disappears, and the guy off the edge has nobody. Like, that's just great design, really, really good design by Green Bay. They whipped Houston up front. Stroud didn't have a lot of time to throw, and yet you had a chance to win. And I want to get back to the point again. I do think that I was curious how they were going to handle the end of the game, because with three timeouts, I just thought, well, Green Bay, if you don't get a first down, Green Bay is calling three timeouts, and they're still going to have lots of time to go down the field and get a field goal. A first down would effectively end the game. Houston would kick a field goal and would win the game. So, to me, you had three downs, and you're on the road. You have three downs to win a game. I just thought the first two calls were really, really conservative. I don't have a problem with running necessarily. I don't love running against eight-man fronts where everyone's coming downhill because they know what you're going to do. I think a play action would have been one of those. I think a play action would have worked easily for the Texans there. Something maybe coming out of the backfield, dragging a tight end across the formation underneath one of those plays. I talked about it earlier, John, maybe a run play where you see Tank Dell or somebody go in motion and it's a jet sweep handoff where you get the ball outside of the tackle box where there was so much congestion. I think there were some things and I'm not a Bobby Slowick hater. I think Bobby Slowick's a good offense coordinator. It'd be one thing if they had two timeouts and you were able to kill off two of them and then run one where the clock goes all the way down. But with three timeouts, all I could think of was, man, if they don't get a first down, they're going to kick a field goal, take the lead, and now they've got a beat-up defense that is going to have to keep a team that, frankly, a Green Bay team that was having a better second half. I was like, man, I'm not sure they're going to be able to hold up and keep them from kicking that field goal. And they weren't. Did you think that was a catch at the end when they where the clock kept rolling off? Green Bay is like, what the hell's going on? They almost let that thing get down to zero. But did you think that was it Wicks or Dobbs that brought it down to the ground?
I did not think it was a catch.
You didn't think you finished the catch?
After watching it in slow motion, it's like, maybe it's a catch, maybe not. But they almost let it go down too far. Yeah. We got D'Amico talking about the last three plays. We've been talking about it. So let's hear from the head coach about what they were trying to do on the Texans' last three plays right before they kicked the field goal to take the lead.
We thought we had a completion there to Tank. He was open, just a little tight on the sideline. So I thought we had a good completion.
Good. More on that. What was the thing on the play calling? Was it to run the clock out and then go for the field goal?
Yeah, our goal is always to go score. That's our goal. Like, they did a good job of stopping us, didn't get in. So, you know, obviously we didn't pass the ball well all day, right? So it wasn't good all the way around. We ran the ball well, thought Joe did a good job of running the ball. And, you know, we needed to pass it. It was not good enough, starting with the protection. And if we can't protect, and that's going to be difficult for the quarterback to make the plays.
It all comes down to that. There's no question. They couldn't throw the ball all day. It was awful. I felt bad for CJ. He had no chance, no chance. He and Joe Mixon were over on the sideline pleading with the guys, but they were lost. That offensive line coach, he better do something this week, boy, because if I'm a defensive coordinator, that's all I'm doing is running stunts. I'm faking blitzes. I'm coming up there with I'm putting a bunch of people in the box, and then I'm coming from different places, or I'm backing. That offensive line was lost yesterday, just lost. All right, hey, Damaris, Baby Back Ribs, they're the sponsor of this hour today. You haven't tried the Baby D's at Damaris Barbecue. You haven't lived. Trust me, get there and try those Baby Back Ribs. They're delicious. And, oh, by the way, every Saturday, all-you-can-eat ribs at Damaris Barbecue. All right, 713-780-3776. We got just one segment left in News of the Weird. You've got John Daspit to talk about.
I do want to talk about John Daspit, personal injury lawyer John Daspit. He was at the game on Saturday. He's got 2 degrees at University of Texas. He's got his law degree from University of Houston. He went to high school here in Houston. He's still active in terms of in the NIL space for players and universities, as well as doing a lot of charitable stuff and charitable work with Selvin Young, who is a former Longhorn and a friend of his. And John Daspit gives back, but John Daspit also fights for you guys in your cases. And when you have a personal injury lawyer like John Daspit, they don't charge you up front. It's based on a contingency, based on, you know, winning the case for you. You can ask them about that. Their number one thing is, for people who have been badly injured, the first thing is you don't know where to turn. You don't know what to do. You've got to get – you may not have insurance. You say, God, I think I need an X-ray or a CAT scan or an MRI. Those are all things that need to be done if you're hurt. Go have them done. John Daspit will make sure you can call them up, and they'll make sure and send you and get it all taken care of. They'll make sure that all the money that you're losing for not being able to work, they're going to account for that. They're going to account for your pain and suffering, and they are going to get you a settlement that is right for the injuries that you suffered due to someone else's negligence. They fight for the injured, they fight for the innocent, and they want to make sure that you get taken care of by the insurance companies for someone else's negligence, whether it's at the workplace, on the roadway, offshore, wherever it may be. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm is the first phone call you should make. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
It's too long, but Jameis Winston pretty much gave a eulogy to Deshaun Watson. I mean, just loving that guy. Deshaun Watson, possibly done for the year. It looks like he's done for the year.
Yeah.
And we'll see if it's going to be more. But Deshaun Watson, a great citizen, according to Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett said mostly. Model citizen. He said mostly. In the NFL, in the college football, he's a great citizen. Is great mostly in the NFL. He said mostly in the NFL. Hey, they have their teammates back. I get it. They like him. Deshaun is, you know, Deshaun had his issues here.
He had his issues there.
It's been litigated. Yeah.
He's been terrible.
Right now, I got news for you. Highly paid quarterbacks that the team had to give up 3 first-round picks and second and multiple second-round picks to get you. And now you are a boat anchor from a contractual standpoint, and you've played. You are considered the 590th worst season up to this point out of 592 quarterback seasons over the last 20 years. Yeah, their stuff, their anger and hatred to Deshaun. You may have some people using, hey, he's a predator. You're mad because he's not playing. There's a lot of people who are just mad that Deshaun is terrible. He is terrible at football. I don't know what's happened. I started this discussion earlier, John. Jared Goff was down in the dumps after that Super Bowl loss. It was so bad. The worst Super Bowl I've ever seen against New England. And then it just kind of his career just started cratering. And all of a sudden, he's back. And, I mean, I love Jared Goff is a top 10 quarterback easily in the league right now. Carson Wentz was riding high, had MVP aspirations. And all of a sudden, that guy's like – borderline out of football. It happened just like that. Deshaun Watson, you and I talked about, is he a top five quarterback or maybe a top three quarterback? Deshaun Watson now isn't one of the top 30, probably five quarterbacks in the league. It is, and it used to be once you're a quarterback, you remember, John, it didn't really move a whole lot. Whatever level you were is the level you were, and it didn't rise and fall too much. You can look, Stan Humphrey, Steve Young, who the Texans have, Matt Schaub. It doesn't matter who you go to. The quarterbacks still had some variations in their play. Not like this. Not like this, where you're going just crazy ups and downs with some of these quarterbacks.
Yeah, no, and mostly down. I don't know that I've seen. Dude, we are supposed to be having the most talented wide receivers, the most talented left tackles, the most talented quarterbacks, and passing is like it's a chore right now in the NFL. I don't get it. What the hell is going on with the passing games? Maybe it's, you know, the proliferation of the dual threat, and you know it's there isn't a premium on accuracy anymore. But it used to be. I mean, there it is. Maybe the defensive backs are getting better too, and the pass rushes are lit up. I'm gonna tell you, you can make a lot of money as a defensive end or outside linebacker, and you know maybe that's drawing a lot of attention and a lot of great athletes over there. And I don't know, is corner play better? Are better cornerbacks coming out every year?
So they're bigger now. So we've had a huge change in the 6 foot 200 pound corner is back. It used to be 5'10". 5'11", now 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2". And so, you know, we've had bigger wide receiver. What's happening is these guys are really matching physically. They're matching not only the quickness, but also the physicality. And then it's the combination of running all the cover two stuff is just taking away the big plays. Yeah. I mean, it's really had a huge impact. But to me, just run the ball well and you can beat it. The Houston Texans threw for 86 yards, but they ran the ball well. But Joe Mixon, I got to tell you, man, this guy looks unbelievable. Joe Mixon has been, and I like Dameon Pierce too, John. I think Dameon Pierce has been, it's been nice to see Dameon Pierce come back. And, you know, this is probably what he always should have been, a complimentary back with a little bit of physicality to him. And he had that good kickoff return. Like, Damian's done a nice job. And the meanwhile, the guy I thought was going to take his job, Cam Akers, he's back with the Vikings. They ended up getting rid of him.
Yep.
What happened with Daniil, by the way? Did you really notice Daniil Hunter much yesterday?
He had a sack.
He did?
Yeah, he had a sack.
I thought Will and Tim Settle had the only sacks.
No, they had three.
They had three? Okay. They had three. All right, yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah, no, he had a sack. I mean, and so, you know, he's going to get a bajillion dollars if he can do that every game. But you're right. He was, other than that, now he made a couple of tackles. He was much more noticeable than he had been in the previous weeks, that's for sure. Hey, before we get to News of the Weird, man, what a sad story in Edo last night. The helicopter crash.
Oh, by East River 9, right? Over there? What's that story?
Well, a helicopter hit at some kind of a radio tower, and it crashed in Edo, and there were multiple deaths, including a child.
Oh, my gosh.
That was, I saw the fire last night. It was a serious situation in Edo last night. So that is just so sad that helicopters, man. You gotta. They're just. I've never been in one. I've never been in a helicopter, but you know the stories of, and now you know after Kobe and now this and goodness gracious, got to stay away. You gotta be really really attentive if you're going to be a helicopter pilot. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's on the front page of the Cron. They got a picture of the huge fire there.
Holy moly. Huge fire. Yeah, it was. That was just so sad, man. And especially since a child died I don't know if they were on the helicopter or on the ground. I don't know. I don't know which it was, but thoughts and prayers, man. Ito, thoughts and prayers to you and that event last night. All right, News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But you got to talk a little Underdog.
Let's talk about Underdog Fantasy. It's so easy to join and to play. I mean, it's so, so easy. You just go to the website, underdogfantasy.com, or take your phone that's in your hand anyway and just go to the App Store and download Underdog Fantasy. I tell you what, the amount of the growth in their cash pick'em game has been unbelievable. The profit boosters they've added in, 10%, 20%, 31% are the three that I always see. They've got the streak where they've got touchdown scores where you swipe left or swipe right for the guy that you think is going to score the touchdown. It's a chance for you to win multipliers of the money that you play. It's completely legal here in the state of Texas, and it's real money we're talking about. But this is a chance for you to sign up right now. Download the app. Use promo code Lance on your first deposit. They're going to give you a free cash pick'em winner on your very first cash pick'em entry, plus up to $1,000 bonus cash when you deposit. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance, to claim your new customer special of a free pick and your deposit offer. Play along with the games that you are watching. It makes it more fun, more exciting. And how would you like to get paid for the work you're already doing by watching these games and analyzing and being an armchair quarterback? It can actually pay off for you, but you must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
You know what's real weird? Lance, have you seen Whit Weeks?
Is a baller. He is mean and fast and aggressive.
So he's a white linebacker for LSU, number 40. And dude is all over the place.
Everywhere.
In the last few weeks, I've been going, man, this kid, holy crap. Well, I saw him with his helmet off for the first time. He's got cornrows.
Super surprised, if I'm being honest.
He had a wave cap on and cornrows.
He had a wave cap on?
I don't know if it was a game, but in the locker room or there in the gym or something. And he took the wave cap off and revealed the cornrows.
So,
well, he gets a pass from his whole team. Here's why.
Because he's a great football player.
And so, what's his nickname?
The Honky Badger.
Such a great nickname.
It is a great nickname.
Such a great nickname.
The Honky. I love that. The Honky Badger. A couple of stories here. Qatar, a ruler says his nation will vote on abandoning legislative elections after just one poll. So if you lead after one poll, the race is over in Qatar.
Oh, yeah. If you're the right person who can make those calls.
If you're the right person leading, right?
Yeah.
Right. We don't have to go out and vote. We're just going to poll. And guess where we're polling? Here's our polling area. Okay. an airport in China is now limiting the time limit on hugs. Max hug time is 3 minutes.
Okay, wait, what now?
So in max hug time now in a Chinese airport. It's in Dunedin in New Zealand. Apparently, for fond farewells, please use the car park. We are limiting hugs at the airport to 3 minutes. Do you feel like hugs should be even that? I feel like
that's a pretty liberal amount of time for a hug.
Is plenty.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, if you're going away and never going to see your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife, or they're going away for a year or 2 years working offshore, and you know, what's the most? 90 seconds at the mud? Even that's way too long. Dell thinks 2 seconds is too long. I would say 45 seconds is the max you need.
That's all.
And don't,
45 seconds.
You're clogging
that's a
up.
Long hug.
You're clogging.
All of a sudden,
yeah.
I think you're way too close. I mean, I just think like stuff could happen. You could get some feelings going on. That's a long.
What
hug.
Kind of feelings are going to go on?
I don't know, but just it's It's awkward. It's just too
some
awkward.
Feelings are going to go on if you hug too long. What kind of hugging are you doing?
I don't know, but I don't. You know what? I don't need that at my airport.
Yeah.
Apparently, a Texas Montgomery County. Congratulations, Montgomery County. You made News of the Weird. Apparently, in their library, they labeled Native American history books in the fiction section.
In the fiction section.
That should probably be nonfiction, Montgomery County. I mean, it's called The Colonization and the Wampanoag Story by Native American historian Linda Combs. And they put it in the fiction section.
Yeah, supposedly. Supposedly, the
allegedly
the Native Americans had land, quote unquote, stolen. If you believe the myth.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it.
Supposedly,
all that.
What county is that?
That's Montgomery, which is not far.
Yeah,
it's not. It's not.
It's not far.
It's not far. It's
a drive. It's a.
It's not. It's right next.
It's
door.
A very moderate drive. Yeah.
A boss in some other country. He laid off a member of his staff because she came back from maternity leave pregnant again. Do you feel like you should wait until after you're done with maternity leave to get pregnant again?
Probably.
Or should we not legislate that?
Well,
are you telling a woman what to do with
her
body?
But wait, why did she... But she got laid off because the feeling was... I mean, she's still going to be able to work for a while.
Yeah,
maybe she was hugging at the airport too long.
Maybe those 3 minutes.
That's where
hugs.
Babies come from.
Hey, if you get 3 minutes, you never know.
Yeah.
So she can come back to work. She just will have to go back on maternity leave in about what 7-8 months. So why can't she just work?
She can.
She could. Yeah, and then, but then she's got to take maternity leave again. Listen, Wendy said this all the time. She's like, man, I got to tell you. Well, Disney's, you know, Disney gives you 4 months off when you have a baby or 5 months off, whatever. She's like, man, we get girls that just come here to get pregnant 3 times.
Should
and then
we
they quit.
Be telling this story?
Yeah. Well, that was a Channel 13. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It happened all the time.
Okay.
It happened all the time. Yeah.
I don't know. Me.
I let John tell
I
it.
I just
That's
don't
his
know
business.
If Wendy wanted him to tell that story.
Well, she's not here. Like, she can't tell.
Okay. Yeah.
By the way, people know. Think you're in a museum today, John, because you've got all this artwork on there, and they think you're at a somebody museum.
No, it's not a museum. It's my basement. It's the basement of our house here. It doesn't even look like a museum. It's got a pool table. What museum has a pool table? 13 children... cheerleaders at Evans Middle School in Lubbock, Texas, suffering from first and second degree burns on their hands after they said their cheer coach made them perform bear crawls and crab walks on the outdoor track.
Toughen
as
up.
Punishment. First and second degree burns. Do you feel like those cheerleaders should cheer better?
Yeah, I mean, well, have you ever heard of tough love? Are you coachable? What? I mean, it seems like a lot, but at the same time, are they getting better though?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they won't be able to cheer nearly as well with hands that have first and second degree burns. I don't know. You're not going to be able to catch the now that who's ever on the top of the pyramid. Watch out. Okay.
Well, are they like athletic cheerleaders, or do they just go team? Do they get thrown up in the air? Do they just do the hey? So, Wolverines, what do they do? They're not going to Orlando for a competition, are they?
We don't know. You don't know.
Well, they went across the city.
That's why I'm asking questions.
They went across the city to the urban school, and they saw, what's her name? That was a Gabrielle Union putting it down, and they realized, oh, my gosh, we've got so much. We better get so much better if we want to win the cheer competition.
I thought they found.
Tori, what are you doing?
No, I thought they found out that their cheer captain stole the routine.
All of it, yeah. Yeah, basically Big Red stole the whole routine from...
Big Red.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Is that a movie?
Yes, he's just... He's up.
I'll never forget. It was called...
Bring It On.
Bring It On and John McClane back in 2000s when it came out. If you haven't seen the movie, Bring It On. Definitely worth watching. If you like watching cheerleaders, I'll give it a twirl. We'll see what Jumanji, the Jumanji girl, has to say about this. What was her name? Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst?
Kirsten Dunst. Kirsten not a big fan.
What? Huh? What's your issue?
She's
with Jesse Plemons now.
She's married to Jesse Plemons, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
It's a guy, a face you'd recognize.
Yeah, Jesse Plemons is in everything. You know him. He was in Breaking Bad. He was in Friday Night Lights. He's got the blonde hair. He gained a bunch of weight, then he lost a bunch of weight.
Is he one of the stoners in Breaking Bad?
He's one of the...
No,
he's dangerous as hell, though. He's not a stoner.
Killed somebody, I think. Yeah.
He threatened to kill the little kid, right?
Jesse Plemons? Yeah, Jesse Plemons was not a... He's been on Black Mirror. Like, Jesse Plemons, if you saw him, John, you go, oh, him. He was nominated for an Oscar movie a while back.
He was in the dog movie.
Yeah. The kind of the Western movie or whatever.
Yeah, the Western movie. Yeah.
With Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah, they're married. Yeah, and they were in that movie together.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He got married there.
Wasn't he in Fargo, too?
Yes, he was in... the TV Fargo, yeah.
She's a great actress. I thought she loved Spider-Man, but she didn't. Apparently not.
Nope.
Apparently not. Anyway, we are done. Dell V2 is next right here, along with Mapes, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
The show's now called Mapes in the Morning.
Is it?
Is the new. It's called Mapes in the Morning. Yep.
All right.
Mapes in the Morning. Featuring Dell. And Dell's at the very end, like you know, sometimes you put feature.
Like when Anthony Hopkins makes a 10-minute appearance in a movie.
Yeah.
Featuring Anthony Hopkins. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but in small letters. You don't even capitalize the D.
What a great lead-in for me. Cool. Appreciate you
Dell
both.
Show.
Thank
for
you.
For the Dell Ola Layla show.
Such good people. Thank you.
All right. Time to talk about.
You can play quarterback in the SEC.
You want to talk about. Yeah, he is. He got too many balls.
Because John's like. Ola la 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 la.
Ola la la. I want to talk about.
Wait.
Oh, we're not
is
done.
Sean Mapes going to be okay today on the show? I would stick around to find out how Longhorn Sean deals with today.
I don't know if we're going to get into Sean's feelings in the first segment, but we'll talk.
Well, why not?
Well, because they're, you know, maybe the show should be about the Texans. I don't know.
Oh no! I want
to look. He's got a bottle in his hands. He's getting ready to throw it.
Changed my mind on everything.
Well, Sean's a Rice guy now. He don't even care about Texas anymore.
Well, that's his virtual life, but his real life.
You weren't here when he wore his cosplay Longhorn stuff up to the
station. He had a Bevo headset. Headrest? What would you call it?
It's a headgear.
A headgear?
With horns coming out of it.
Yeah, and he wore it on Friday.
He wore it on Friday.
Sean.
He normally wears it after big wins, so.
Yeah, you should wait. Wait till they win, Sean, before you bring that up. You know who's a winner? Hoag Landscape Services. Great guys. And they do a lot of public service as well. They really love the community. They give back to the community. They will service anywhere in the area here. If you're looking for, it's not only landscape services. Because, they'll come and cut your lawn. They'll take care of your trees. They'll make sure that all of your they'll plant flowers. They'll do all of that. They'll do all of that. But if you want somebody that's going to design, okay, they design. If you want somebody that's going to design your front and backyard with, I'm telling you, the latest in technology from pickleball courts to basketball courts to tennis courts to putting greens to fire pits, televisions, and a great living area. I'm telling you, these guys are the guys to call. Their expertise in Houston in reflecting unique style and needs. When you go to the website and you see what they do in these backyards, you're like, what? It's incredible. You're looking for the best way to make your backyard something special. Hoag, HOGULS, Landscape Services, HOAGLS.com. Tell them you heard it right here.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.